Sadie came rushing in at the back door, stamping her boots on the mat.
"It started to snow," she announced excitedly. "Hildy's sent some coloured paper she's got from Miss Joyce. She said you can use it all for your streamers, because she's made ours. And David sent some mistletoe. They won't say where he got it from."
Sadie stopped her chatter to pull her store of treasure from the newspaper parcel tucked inside her over-large coat. "Good for Davy," Louie laughed.
"Look, Sam,"
Minnie grabbed the mistletoe branch and waved it aloft. "Plenty of kissing for you and Louie this Christmas, eh?"
"Minnie," Louie tried not to look amused. "Watch yourself while I see Sadie's present." "Well, I know all about kissing and that," Sadie answered boastfully.
"And how do you know?" Louie asked sceptically.
"Iris tells me things."
Sadie looked triumphantly at her cousin. "Does she now?" Louie's voice was full of disapproval.
"And I've seen me little kissing Frank Robson after school. Frank Robson's got a piece of mistletoe, and he makes all the girls kiss him before he lets them out the school gate. Me and Jane Pinkney climbed over the wall so I didn't have to kiss him."
Minnie and Louie burst out laughing. "There was never that much fun when we were at school, was it, Louie?" Minnie grinned, her green eyes shining in the soft firelight. "I'm surprised Miss Joyce allows any carry-on," Louie said, putting on her prim expression again.
"Well, you might as well enjoy it, Sadie," Minnie encouraged, "'cause there's precious little carry-on once you grow up."